news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The death toll from COVID-19 in the U.S. is rapidly approaching 155,000. After coming under fire for reportedly downplaying the severity of the pandemic, Trump administration coronavirus coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx said Sunday that the crisis had entered a new phase here in the U.S., with the outbreak now extraordinarily widespread.
I want to be very clear. What we're seeing today is different from March and April. It's into the rural as equal urban areas. And to everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus. And that's why we keep saying, no matter where you live in America, you need to wear a mask and socially distance.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said on ABC's This Week on Sunday that she lacked confidence in Birx.
I think the president is spreading disinformation about the virus, and she is his appointee. So I don't have confidence there, no.
Just shows you how ill-prepared the United States is to fight this pandemic. However, the coronavirus also appears to be entering a second wave in other parts of the world. The Australian state of Victoria declared a state of disaster as cases rise again. In Manchester, England, a major incident has been declared because of new outbreaks there. Mexico now has the third highest number of coronavirus deaths, with 47,000 known fatalities, trailing only the United States and Brazil. And in Berlin, a large crowd of far-right groups gathered to protest the German government's coronavirus restrictions. At the end of last week, Germany recorded 955 new infections in a 24-hour time period, the highest number since the beginning of May. In D.C., the two sides are still worlds apart, though, on a deal for a new coronavirus relief package. Nancy Pelosi is reiterating Democrats' call to renew the $600 a week in extra jobless benefits that expired on Friday, though she said the sum could be reduced as unemployment falls. Senate Republicans have proposed lowering the figure to $200 a week. Pelosi, Mnuchin, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows are supposed to meet Monday to try to get closer on a bipartisan agreement. The major sticking point now appears to be that $600 unemployment benefit, as well as how much more funding state and local governments should get. With unemployment numbers up for the second week in a row, the pressure to get something done is only going to keep increasing. Now, the last thing you need when fighting a global pandemic is a hurricane. So we here in Florida got really lucky. We dodged a bullet over the weekend when Tropical Storm Isaias stayed offshore. But forecasters say it could regain hurricane strength again on Monday as it passes east of Georgia. The storm is expected to hit the coasts of the Carolinas Monday night with heavy rains, high winds, and a storm surge of up to 4 feet, then move inland over eastern North Carolina Monday night, continue north to Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and even New York on Tuesday. The watchdog group, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, is calling for an investigation and hearings amid concerns about mail-in ballot voter suppression tactics by the Trump administration through the U.S. Postal Service. Crew warned in a letter to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who chairs the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, that recent actions taken by Trump's newly installed Postmaster General Louis DeJoy will delay prioritizing mail delivery, which threatens voting by mail. Here we go again. California's first major wildfire of the year, the Apple Fire, continued to burn out of control in Riverside County, California through the weekend, with authorities saying on Sunday night that it was just 5% contained. Nearly 8,000 people have been evacuated, and there were more than 2,200 firefighters working on the ground and offering air support. The Sunday New York Times reported that Deutsche Bank has opened an internal review into Rosemary Vrablic. She's the longtime personal banker of Donald Trump and his son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner. The investigation is focused on a real estate transaction involving Vrablic and a company called Burgel 715 Associates. In June of 2013, Vrablic bought a $1.5 million Manhattan apartment from Burgel 715. At the time, Kushner reportedly held an ownership stake there. Trump and Kushner were her clients and collectively had received about $190 million in Deutsche Bank loans. Banks usually bar employees from doing personal business with clients to avoid conflicts of interest. As we inch closer to the pandemic-restricted political conventions this month, plans are coming into focus, or not. CNN reporting that the Republican convention will be closed to the press. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Organizers are blaming social distancing restrictions. But the Democrats are finding ways to make sure reporters are on site for their convention. My guess is that decision will not stand. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.